A production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
And we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? Motion is to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Members of the Senate, we have a number of guests I'd like to recognize at this time. The gallery is full, as you can see. First, today's doctor of the day, who's at our beck and call if we have any illness, Dr. Paul Amundson from Sioux Falls. Dr. Amundson, thank you for your service today. Also, you know we have many school administrators with us, and we have the outstanding school administrators that I'd like to introduce at this time. I believe they're above me, and I'd ask them to stand when I call their name. David Peters of Spearfish is the outstanding school superintendent. Richard Unruh, Jr. of Yankton, the outstanding school business official. Norman Graham of Sturgis, elementary school principal, outstanding elementary school principal. Neil Goder of Wagner, the outstanding secondary school principal. Michael Taplett of Huron, the outstanding middle school principal. Brad Bransrud of Watertown, the outstanding assistant secondary principal. Dorothy Zederhoff of Brookings, the outstanding curriculum director, and Dennis Champ of Peer, the outstanding director of special ed. Please join me in recognizing and congratulating them. Senator Brown asked the Senate to also welcome the senior government classes from Eureka and Bowdell and their advisors, Bob Bilotto and Rick Terrell. Would you stand from Eureka and Bowdell, or give a wave if you're already standing? Where are you? There they are at the rear. Welcome. Also, Senators Nordstrup and Hunstad asked the Senate to welcome to the Senate gallery the senior government class from Groton High School and Mr. Wanner. Would you, those of you from Groton, please stand and be recognized. Welcome. Also with us today, we have representatives of Habitat for Humanity, South Dakota, and the 14 Habitat for Humanity affiliates serving communities across the state. Would you all stand or give a wave? I believe they're right up here. Welcome, Habitat for Humanity. We also have a number of realtors here representing the Association of Realtors who will be hosting a gathering this evening. Would you all stand and be recognized or give a wave? Those of you with realtors right there in the back, they're all over. Welcome. Proceed now with consideration of executive appointments.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive reappointment of Jeffrey Olson of Pennington County, Rapid City, South Dakota, to the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission.
Remarks on the reappointment of Jeffrey Olson.
Mr. President.
Senator Adelstein.
Though Jeff Olson is a dentist, rising to endorse him is not like pulling teeth. He has been an outstanding commissioner for the Game, Fish, and Parks. He'll go anywhere in the state, even east of the river, if the commission needs his assistance. He's available to citizens day and night. He's a sportsman. He's a careful and wonderful thinker. He's, of course, from a very special city. He happens to be of a party different than mine. But even at that, he's wonderful. I hope that we'll confirm him unanimously with enthusiasm.
Senator Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to vote for this man in spite of Senator Abdallah. He cleared out the gallery with his speech.
Thank you for that observation. Thank you. Further remarks on Jeffrey Olson's appointment? Seeing none, the question being, does the Senate advise and consent to the reappointment of Jeffrey Olson, pursuant to the message as found on page 292 of the Senate Journal. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers? Bartling? Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson-Tom? Hanson, Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie? Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Durstead?
Aye.
Hocek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden? Schmidt, Teason, Trebek Berry, Valley, Senator Ahlers, Senator Hanson, Tom, Senator Tom Hanson. Thank you. Mr. President, there are 34 ayes, one excused.
So the question has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect. The President declares the reappointment is confirmed. Members of the Senate, please join me in welcoming a legislative colleague, Bob Weber, who's at the rear of the chamber. Mr. Weber, welcome, sir. I also have a note that former Senator Daryl Bender is also here. Where are you, sir? There he is. Welcome, sir. Welcome back. Senator Maher asked the Senate welcome to the Senate gallery, the Bison High School junior and senior classes, and Mr. Winthrop. Please stand from Bison. There they are. Welcome. Finally, Senator Gary Hanson asked the Senate to welcome to the Senate gallery the Wabe High School government class and Doug Ryder, their advisor. From Wabe, would you stand and be recognized? Here they are. We'll take now item five, reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Local Government respectfully reports it has had under consideration Senate Bills 115 and 122 and recommends said bills do pass. And Senate Bill 158, which was amended, and recommends said bill do pass as amended. Jason Gant, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Transportation respectfully reports it has had under consideration Senate Bill 119, which was amended, and recommends said bill do pass as amended and be placed on the consent calendar. Michael Valley, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Bill 139, which was amended and recommends said bill do pass as amended, and Senate Bill 130, which was amended and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bills 97 and 125, which were tabled, and Senate Bill 150, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Stanford Adelstein, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Taxation respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Bill 94 and recommends said bill do pass, and Senate Bill 161, which was amended and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bill 149, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Tom Hanson, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Joint Resolution Number 1 and recommends said resolution do pass, and Senate Joint Resolution 3, which was amended and recommends said resolution do pass, and Senate Concurrent Resolution 1, and recommend said resolution be adopted. The nominations of Virginia Nelson and Duane Schmatz, and recommends the confirmation of said reappointments. And Senate Bill 120, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Thomas Dempster, Chair.
Senator Klochek.
Mr. President, at this time I move to strike the nod on Senate Bill 93 under consideration of reports and committees.
I believe that would be under order of business 9. So stand by on that motion, Senator, and we'll get to that. Members of the Senate, please join Senator Abdullah and welcome the Superintendent of Schools of Brandon, South Dakota, Dave Papone, who who's in the gallery. There he is. Welcome, sir. We'll move now to messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bills 1001, 1021, 1040, 1076, 1114, 1115, 1116, 1117, 1118, 1119, and 1124, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk.
Members of the Senate, the following bills have passed both houses of the legislature, and I'm signing them in your presence. House Bill 1046, an act to revise the eligibility requirements for the Richard Hagan Minerva Harvey Memorial Scholarship Award. House Bill 1055, an act to authorize the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks to sell certain real property located at the Cleghorn Fish Hatchery to the City of Rapid City. And House Bill 1087, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the number of peremptory challenges in cases involving very high felonies. We'll move now to motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 1005, a concurrent resolution to honor and thank George W. Bush, the 43rd President of the United States of America.
House Concurrent Resolution 1005 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Knudsen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I think we know that it is difficult for us to view instantaneously the judgment of history on our presidents, particularly in the area of foreign relations. House Concurrent Resolution 1005 makes note of the fact that in the wake of the attack on the Twin Towers in New York City back in 2001, I think there was great consternation in this nation that we would be subject to additional terrorist attacks of significant nature in the ensuing years. In fact, under President George W. Bush, we were able to resist and fight terror at the locations outside the U.S. in a manner in which we went through the balance of his term without a major incident in the United States. HCR 1005 simply notes that fact and expresses our gratitude. I urge your support.
Senator Nesselhoff.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I also rise in support of this resolution. Although I do not necessarily agree with every stanza, I didn't write it. I probably would have wrote it slightly differently. But I do think it is wholly appropriate to take an opportunity to say thank you to George Bush for his service to our country, and this is the vehicle in front of me with which I can do that. I think that as public servants for 8 or 9 weeks a year, we get a very, very small taste of what it must be like to be president day in and day out for 8 years. The decisions that have to be made, the pressures on anybody holding that office, it is wholly appropriate that we take an opportunity to say thank you to anybody, frankly, who serves. But I would especially like to thank George Bush for serving in that capacity, although I had many, many disagreements with him. That's all right. He served us well he served as our president. It is absolutely appropriate to say thank you for that.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question is Senate consideration of House Concurrent Resolution Number 1005. Those in favor of the resolution say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? Aye. Adelstein? Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling? Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Grizzly?
Aye.
Gant? Garnos,
aye.
Gillespie,
aye.
Brave,
aye.
Hanson Tom,
aye.
Hanson Gary,
aye.
Averly,
aye.
Heideprim,
aye.
Howie,
aye.
Hunstead,
aye.
Unhoff,
aye.
Jurstead, Klocek, Knudsen,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Merchant,
aye.
Miles,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Nordstrup, Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schmidt, Teason,
aye.
Trebek-Berry,
aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 ayes, one excused.
So the resolution has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect and is declared concurred in.
Yesterday, Senator Adelstein announced his intention to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 3 passed.
Senator Adelstein, do you wish to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 3 passed?
Someone, I can't remember who, said it's better to live and fight another day. I say no, I will not.
Does any member wish to move for reconsideration? Very well, then we'll move on.
Yesterday, Senator Knutson announced his intention to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 83 lost.
Senator Knutson, do you wish to move for reconsideration of the vote by which Senate Bill 83 lost?
Thank you, Mr. President. At this time, I do not wish to ask for that reconsideration. In talking with various members, I don't detect any changes, and we will be seeing this again, I believe, as it comes over from the House.
Does any member wish to move for reconsideration? Very well, then we'll move on.
Yesterday, Senator Hunstead announced his intention to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 86 lost.
Senator Hunstead, do you wish to move for reconsideration of the vote by which Senate Bill 86 lost?
Mr. President, I do.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion. Senator Hunstead, you have the floor, sir, and I remind you that you may not go to the merits of the bill, but rather the motion to reconsider.
Thank you very much. I will do my best to do that. I had asked, ladies and gentlemen here, I had asked many of you to sign on to a piece of legislation that was truly a repealer of language that no longer fit. Many of you signed on to that, and following that, it was hoghoused, and I did not have the opportunity to get around to you as I should have. I'm going to offer an amendment, and it should be at your desk if you choose to reconsider this, that will allow us to go back to the original language or keep with the existing language and pass it, and I would like you to let me reconsider this, please.
Further remarks on the motion to reconsider? Senator Valley?
I would ask you to reconsider this. I have looked at it again, and I think there's some information I have now that I did not have before, so I would ask that you vote to reconsider. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on the motion to reconsider? Hearing none, the question is, shall the Senate reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 86 lost? Those in favor of reconsideration say aye. Those opposed say no. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
No.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling? Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster? I'm sorry, sir. Brisley?
Aye.
Gant? Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie, Gray, Hanson Tom, Hanson Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Unhoff, Gerstead, Klocek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden,
aye.
Schmidt, Teason, Turback-Berry, Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 31 ayes, 3 nays, 1 excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect. The motion is carried, and Senate Bill 86 is up for reconsideration. Remarks on Senate Bill 86?
Mr. President, thank
Senator
you.
Senator Hunstead.
Thank you. I have an amendment, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to offer it. And when I do, you may turn down an amendment and vote for it in amended form. And I want you to know this. But I would like to have you have an opportunity to vote on the bill the way you signed it. So that's why I'm offering it. And so for that, Mr. President, I would like to move Amendment 86FB.
Moved and seconded. The amendment, Hunstead Amendment 86FB. Does any member not have a copy of the amendment? Reading is waived then. Senator Hunstead, all the amendment.
Thank you. The amendment would just simply put it back into the same form that many of you signed on to that, and I would be more than happy for us to do that. I believe, however, that the Department of Revenue did a really good job of coming up with new language, which is going to take what used to be in law and make it effective in the future. I thought so when they brought it in front of the Taxation Committee, and that's why I thought it was a friendly amendment at the time. And it was my fault yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, that I did not have you with enough information to vote on it. I want you to vote your conscience on this amendment. If it goes down, then I would like to vote on the bill as amended by in the Hog House and pass that. Thank you, and I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Further remarks on the amendment? On the amendment, Senator Valley, you have the floor.
I would urge you to resist the amendment. It was amended properly in committee, and this amendment, and I'll speak to it more on the bill, but what this does, it allows if at any time, the way it is now, amended out of committee, says if at any time we have an increase in tax, it will work. If you go back to the other way, you're amending this out and we'll have to pass another law to take care of the inventory situation. So I would ask you to resist putting it back to original form. The committee did do a good job in amending it in committee. It came down in the proper form, and I would ask you to resist the amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on the amendment? Hearing none, the question is the amendment. Those in favor of the amendment say aye. Those opposed say no.
No.
Motion fails. Further remarks on Senate Bill 86. Senator Hunstead.
Thank you, Mr. President. there was a lot of nays, and I didn't hear any ayes. I'm not so sure whether the question was asked, but I think it went the way I would have preferred. We have a situation where the retailers of gasoline pay the tax in advance and collect it from their customers subsequently. That's not normal. That's not the normal way we do taxing in South Dakota. And so because of that, a situation exists. That situation is that the retailer pays the tax that was in force at the time, and ultimately the tax law will change. He'll still have gas in his tank, and he'll be selling it and collecting tax from his customer at a higher rate than what he paid. It is important that we measure that existing inventory and tax it properly. This amendment very creatively makes this happen. I would hope the amendment, the way it came as hoghoused onto the bill I had, is a very good idea, and it's very cleverly worded and will work forever. I would hope you would still vote for this as amended. As it was hoghoused. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Abdallah.
I have a question for the sponsor.
State your question.
Senator, do I understand you right? If they have the tax or the gas in their tank and the tax goes up, they should pay the difference in the increase?
Senator Hunstead, do you wish to respond?
I do wish to respond. This is not about a citizen who fills up on the night before the tax goes up and his taxes go up. This is a retailer who pays, let's say, 22 cents, which is today's taxes, and we raise it to 25. There will be 3 cents that he has not paid that he's going to collect from his customers, you and I. And that's the tax that will be collected on this, because that's the guy who is going to be measuring his tank, finding out how much gas is remaining in his tank, and paying the 3 cents that he will owe.
Mr. President, the follow-up.
Senator Abdallah, yes.
Thank you, Senator. I understand your answer. What if this retailer has the tax, the gas in his tank, is 22 cents, and the price goes down? Are you going to refund him?
Senator Hunstead, do you wish to respond?
Yes, I will. This bill would not do that, but I promise you on the day that that happens, I will be there in favor of those retailers and make sure that they do not. Thank you very much.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 86? Senator Valley?
I'll be real short. I urge you to support this bill now. It's been hoghouse the proper way, and all this does, it says in the future, if we have a gas tax, This is a way to handle the inventory situation, and it now is not set as a specific time. It will work all the time in the future. I urge you to support this. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question is final consideration of Senate Bill 86. Those in favor of the bill say aye. Those opposed say no. A two-thirds vote is required for passage.
Senator Abdullah?
No.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling? Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
No.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Bray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
No.
Ida Prim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jerstead?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen? Maher? Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Trebek Berry? Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 31 ayes, 3 nays, 1 excused.
Senate Bill 86 has received an affirmative vote of a two-thirds majority of the members-elect and is declared passed. And the title looks good to me. We'll move now to consideration of reports of committees. And Senator Klocek, your earlier motion is in order if you wish to make it.
Yes, I do, Mr. President. I move to strike the knot on Senate Bill 93.
Senator Klocek moves that the word knot be stricken from the report of the Committee on State Affairs on Senate Bill 93 as found on page 274 of the Senate Journal, and that Senate Bill 93 be placed on the calendar of Thursday, February 5th, the 17th legislative day.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion, Senator Klocek?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm members of the body. I come to you today to ask you to strike the knot on Senate Bill 93, the community-based wind power bill that got a fair hearing in committee. I did find out what some of the key opposition was. I am having two key amendments being prepared as we speak, and one is done already, but we will have them ready for you tomorrow. We will show them to those people that were in opposition to it. We need to move South Dakota forward, ladies and gentlemen. We are leaving millions of dollars on the table with community-based wind power not being enacted, and I would ask for your favorable vote to strike the knot on Senate Bill 93. Thank you, Mr. President, and honorable members of the body.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Knudsen?
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I would urge the body to vote no on this motion. Our committee hearing in Senate State Affairs was appropriate for this bill. We had a fair and thorough hearing. The committee's recommendation, I think, is the correct one, and this bill is not needed to continue South Dakota's significant progress in wind energy.
Further remarks? Senator Heideprim.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I would urge the body to strike the knot on the committee report, not because there was any problem with the testimony that was offered in committee, but because a member of this body does have a couple of amendments he'd like to present to us, and the subject matter, community-based energy development, is significant enough going forward in terms of our future as a state and the energy in our state that I think we should at least consider it. I'd appreciate your vote to strike the knot.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question being Senator Klocek's motion to strike the knot from the committee report from State Affairs on Senate Bill 93 is found on page 274 of the Senate Journal, and that Senate Bill 93 be placed on tomorrow's calendar. Those in favor of striking the knot and placing the bill on tomorrow's calendar say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
No.
Adelstein?
No.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling? Bradford? Brown?
No.
Dempster?
No.
Frisley?
No.
Gant? Garnos?
No.
Gillespie? Bray?
No.
Hanson Tom?
No.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
No.
Ida Prim?
Aye.
Howie?
No.
Hunstead?
No.
Hunhoff?
No.
Jerstead?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen? Maher? Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
No.
Nesselhoff?
No.
Norstrup?
No.
Olson?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Roden?
No.
Schmidt?
No.
Thiessen?
No.
Terbeck-Berry?
Aye.
Valley? Mr. President, there are 14 ayes, 20 nays, 1 excused.
So the motion has failed to receive an affirmative vote of the members-elect, and the motion fails.
Senator Knutson moves that the reports of the Standing Committees on Commerce on Senate Bill 90 is found on page 274 of the Senate Journal. Also, Judiciary on Senate Bill 96 is found on page 276 of the Senate Journal. Also, Agriculture and Natural Resources on Senate Bill 105 is found on page 292 of the Senate Journal. Also, Commerce on House Bill 1047 is found on page 275 of the Senate Journal. Also, Judiciary on House Bill 1088 is found on page 276 of the Senate Journal. Also, Judiciary on House Bill 1089 is found on page 276 of the Senate Journal. Be adopted.
Is there a second? Is there a second? Motion is to adopt the reports of standing committees. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. First reading of Senate bills.
We have no Senate bills.
First reading of, oh, we have no Senate bills, excuse me. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1001, an act to revise certain provisions related to free access to state parks and recreation areas to include certain persons with disabilities. House Bill 121, an act to provide for a contested case hearing on the denial of a claim for the recovery of an alleged overpaid tax, penalty, or interest. House Bill 1040, an act to revise certain license, registration and inspection fees related to food service establishments, lodging establishments, and campgrounds. House Bill 1076, an act to authorize the Board of Regents to replace certain real estate held for agriculture field laboratory research purposes, to make improvements to the replacement lands, and to make an appropriation for such purposes. House Bill 1114, an act to allow a broker to form certain business entities under certain conditions. House Bill 1115, an act to increase the education requirement for broker associate license. House Bill 1116, an act to require post-licensing education for broker associates. House Bill 1118, an act to revise the type of slot machines that may be owned or leased by the City of Deadwood. House Bill 1117, an act to permit water use districts to provide certain health and life insurance benefits. House Bill 1119, an act to permit background checks for persons seeking employment with municipalities. And House Bill 1124, an act to prohibit improper influence regarding real estate appraisals.
Those House bills, which just had their first reading in the Senate, are referred to the following committees: to Ag and Natural Resources, House Bill 1001, to Appropriations, House Bills 1040 and 1076, to Commerce, House Bills 1114, 1115, 1116, and 1124, to Judiciary, House Bill 1021, to Local Government, House Bills 1117 and 1119, and to State Affairs, House Bill 1118. Members of the Senate, Senator Nelson asks, we welcome to the gallery City Commissioners from Lead, Nick Krebs, and Les Rozelles. Would you stand and be recognized? Oh, I'm sorry, they got away. Also, Senators Adelstein and Thiessen asked the Senate to recognize Wes Storm, an outstanding retired coach from Rapid City and now a school board member working hard. Wes Storm, are you here, sir? There he is. Welcome. We'll move now to second reading of consent calendar items.
Senate Bill 99, an act to authorize Supreme Court rules related to the collection of fees, costs, and civil penalties. 101, an act to clarify the school residence of a child assigned to an approved out-of-district special education residential or tuition day program when the residence of the child's parent or guardian changes. 107, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the posting of the penalty for the illegal use of a designated parking space for a person with a physical disability. House Bill 1027, an act to provide for certain employer insurance assistance programs. House Bill 1030, an act to repeal certain requirements for the filing of annual actuarial certifications. House Bill 1035, an act to require the Secretary of State to redact certain numbers before furnishing copies of information.
For those of you in the gallery, those six bills which the Secretary just read have passed through the Senate committees, and every committee that heard these six bills recommended unanimously that they pass. Because there's no controversy, we're going to act upon all six bills with one vote. Only questions are allowed. Are there any questions on any of the consent calendar items? Hearing none, the question is the consent calendar and the six bills thereon. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? Adelstein? Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Averly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Unhoff?
Aye.
Durstead?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Miles,
aye. Nelson,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson, Roden,
aye.
Schmidt, Teason,
aye.
Sherbach Berry, Valley,
aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 ayes and one excused.
So the consent calendar items, having received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect, are declared passed. Any questions on any of the titles? Titles are deemed correct. Second reading of Senate bills. Members of the Senate, Senator Turbeck Berry asks the Senate welcome to the Senate gallery Nancy Oviatt-Titsi and Kirsten Titsi of Watertown. And there at the rear in the gallery, welcome. Please stand. Welcome. Now we'll take second reading of Senate bills. Senator Knudsen.
Thank you, Mr. President. At this time, I'd like to move that we defer Senate bills 47, 48, and 52 until next Wednesday, and defer Senate bill 129 until Monday.
Moved and seconded to defer the first three bills on the Senate bills calendar, 47, 48, and 52, until Wednesday, the 20th legislative day, and the final bill on the calendar, Senate Bill 129, to Monday. Remarks on that motion? Hearing none, those in favor of deferral say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried.
Senate Bill 75, an act to allow dogs to be used in the hunting of mountain lions.
Senate Bill 75 has had its second reading. It's now up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Howey.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, you probably all have on your desk a picture of my favorite houndsman. His name happens to be Shane Rolland Howey. He is my grandson, and he is indeed my favorite houndsman. I'd also like to introduce you to his hound dog, and her name is Gloria. Just in case you know or love someone by that name, there's no disrespect intended. We think it's a beautiful animal, and she is a magnificent hound dog, even at this young age. Having introduced you to the human side of this part of the sport, I'd like to just tell you what prompted me to bring this bill. It really wasn't my grandson who convinced me that this was good legislation. I have been contacted by numerous people who love to hunt with hounds. Now, I've never been on a mountain lion hunt where we engaged a lion with dogs. I've used the current system where a fat old man goes out in the woods and follows a mountain lion track. I haven't been very successful to this point, or lost much weight either, for that matter. But the reason that this bill comes is because in its attempt to be inclusionary, the Game, Fish, and Parks has, in fact, excluded a significant element of people in this state who love the sport of hunting. And they have asserted that they included everyone. Well, maybe they did, maybe they didn't. I'd suggest they did not. They specifically excluded the use of dogs. Now, I want to tell you something you already know, and that is that in this state, many thousands of people enjoy the use and the company of dogs when they're hunting. They hunt for ducks with their favorite hunting dog. They hunt for pheasants. They hunt for geese. We hunt for a number of different varmints. We also use them to hunt for bobcats. So this isn't a unique idea. I'd like to just take you very quickly on a typical hunt. And I want to suggest to you that it doesn't begin on the day of the hunt. It begins when you first get the puppy. And after that, there's months, sometimes years of training. You don't go find a dog and just turn it loose in the timber to chase something. Professional houndsmen who, and I use that term because they are professionals, but they're lay people who love to hunt and use their dogs. They spend hours and hours, months, sometimes years training these animals before they would even consider turning them on a lion track. A professional, and again, someone who's a lay person who loves to hunt, can actually tell you much about the size of the animal, even perhaps the sex and the age of the animal by the track. And so then the next thing that happens is you go begin looking for an acceptable track, and you look for it in an acceptable area, acceptable location. You don't just go out to the local dog shelter and get a pack of dogs and dump them out in the woods somewhere. You take trained dogs that have been schooled in what they should do, what they're not supposed to do, much like you would do with a dog that you'd use for bird hunting or bobcat hunting. These are trained dogs that is part of the family. One of the things we've seen with the existing harvest of mountain lions has gotten some bad press. Some hunters have shot kittens, some have shot nursing mothers, and I just suggest to you that the evidence is pretty clear that when a mountain lion is treed, again, someone who's familiar with the sport can very clearly and accurately identify whether it's a nursing mother or whether it's a kitten. If it's a male, generally have quite an accurate view of just how mature that male is, whether it's a young male or a mature male. So I think one thing we would be doing is increasing the accuracy with which we harvest these lions. We're not suggesting that we should expand the lion season, or as some have suggested, that this is a motivation to exterminate lions from the face of South Dakota. That couldn't be farther from the truth. What we're really looking for is just some inclusion within the current quota of mountain lions that the Game, Fish, and Parks determined is prudent to harvest. We've heard quite a little bit through the course of this debate about the potential for trespass. And I just suggest to you that there's over 2 million acres of Black Hills wilderness, and there's a lot of room, a lot of real wilderness where these houndsmen could effectively use those animals. We've also seen, and in fact, I think this year you'll see legislation that will improve trespass laws. What you'll discover is that a professional houndsman respects private property. Currently, they hunt bobcats with the use of hounds, and I've yet to hear anyone tell me about a problem they've had with regard to trespass in hunting that cat. We also use the same method to harvest lions in several surrounding states. I haven't heard of problems in those states either. So in summary, I just suggest to you that this would aid in a more accurate harvest of the quota. This bill only asks that we just allow up to 10 of the lions to be harvested with the use of dogs. It would include everyone who wants to hunt, including the houndsman. And it's a responsible means of harvesting and managing the lions in the state. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Bradford?
Well, I testified on this bill in the committee, and I can't help but testify again. I'd like to see everybody raise their hand that's ever hunted with dogs. Okay. Have you hunted bobcats with your dogs, or have you hunted birds and other? I'm talking about bobcats. Okay? My friend Jim Allison and I used to hunt a lot of bobcats in the Badlands up north of Martin, South Dakota. We used dogs. We always had at least 4 to 5 dogs. Now, many times, we would get those dogs on a track. And when they did, we had to get out a foot to follow. And many, many times those dogs went right down and treed that bobcat. Boy, that was great. But a couple times that bobcat got off in the canyon, got lodged up in a shelf on the canyon. Dogs would get there before us, and by the time we got there, there wasn't nothing left of the bobcat. Now, I know these dogs are trained, but you know as well as I do that if a dog's trained to hunt a mountain lion, he's also trained to defend himself when he gets to that mountain lion. And there's kits that it's illegal to take a kit. It's illegal. You think these dogs are going to know the difference between a kit and a mountain lion? I don't think so. I don't think so. And the sport, supposedly, of hunting these lions is to be out traveling, afoot, stalking. Is this a sport that we did this because these animals were predators? We hunted these bobcats because they were predators. We didn't hunt them for just a trophy. So I'm just telling you, you must think about this a little bit. Because there's a lot of homes up in those hills where they hunt. These dogs happen to get to a home without a yard fence, without any kind of fence. I'll guarantee you they will kill something. They are not just trained to be dogs like your kids and my kids keep at home. I don't know if any of you have ever been attacked by a dog either. But I was attacked when I was 7 years old by a house dog. And to this day, when a dog comes around, I'm scared of it. So I'm not too sure that this is the exact thing in the Black Hills now. I think, and besides that, the lions are totally filled. We've never had a season when they haven't got all the lions they need. So I just don't understand why we've got to get in the business of dogs hunting mountain lions. I'm going to vote against this.
Further remarks? Seeing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 75. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? No. Adelstein?
No.
Ahlers? Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Brisley, Gant, Darnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson Tom, Hanson Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Unstead, Unhoff, Durstead, Klocek, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles? Nelson? Nesselhoff?
No.
Nordstrup?
No.
Olson?
No.
Peterson? Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt? Thiessen?
No.
Trebek-Berry? Valley?
Aye.
Senator Gray? Gray? Senator Gray? Mr. President, there are 6 ayes, 27 nays, 2 excused.
Senate Bill 75 has failed to receive an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect and is declared lost.
Senate Bill 40, an act to revise the financial assurance requirements for responding to accidental releases of chemical or biological or leaching agents from certain permitted mines.
Senate Bill 40 has had its second reading. It's up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Roden.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, as existing law was adopted in 1989 that allows the Board of Minerals and Environment to require a mine operator using chemical or biological leaching to process or to provide additional finance assurance beyond the state-required reclamation bond. Mining operations included under this law include large-scale gold mines and uranium mines, et cetera. The law, as it exists now, places a $500,000 limit on the amount of financial assurance that can be required. The financial assurance amount is determined based on such things as the distance to the surface, the groundwater, the type and amount of leaching agents used, the financial capability of the operator, and other things. It can then be used by the state to respond to accidental spills if the mine operator fails to. The only mining operation currently subject to this law is the Wharf Resources, which has a financial assurance bond set by the board currently at the $500,000 maximum. Senate Bill 40 proposes to increase the current $500,000 cap to a $1 million cap and eliminate the minimum amount currently set at $25,000. This bill is a result of requests from the Water Management Board to review the financial assurance cap to determine if it's still appropriate. Both the Board of Minerals and Environment and Water Management Board are responsible for various permits for mining operations to include any future uranium mining operations. DENR's review of the current law determined the cap should be raised based on the increased environmental cleanup costs since the law was first enacted in 1989. The proposed $1 million limit in Senate Bill 40 is based on the Consumer Price Index, which when figured indicated that $500,000 in 1989 is now approximately equal to $900,000. So in statute, Senate Bill 40 proposes to set that amount to $1 million. To ensure the DNR can continue to require appropriate financial assurance for current and future mining operations, I would urge your support of Senate Bill 40. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks?
Question for the sponsor.
State your question.
Senator, I understand the concept, but I'm a little confused. Why, if a company wanted to post more than $1 million of assurance or wanted to purchase more than $1 million worth of assurance, why would we not allow that by statute? I mean, in other words, why aren't we requiring a minimum of $1 million instead of a maximum of $1 million and not allowing them to have greater assurance than that?
Senator Roden, do you wish to reply?
Yes, Mr. President. I believe the answer to your question, Senator, is that they can. I don't believe there's anything that would stop them from doing so. The statute merely sets a minimum or a maximum that they can require.
Senator Trebek-Berry, you have the floor.
Well, I wonder if we shouldn't then perhaps have an amendment, because at least the bill comes up on my screen. It says the amount of the financial assurance may not be more than $1 million. And if that's not our intent, then we ought to change the language.
Senator Knudsen.
Mr. President, I think the very first sentence indicates that this is a provision that the board can require this financial assurance. So this is sets a maximum on what the board can require. I don't think it would limit me as an operator to whatever financial arrangements I might want to make to shift my risk to some third party in return for some sort of payment.
Senator Vicberry.
Then ought it not say the financial assurance required may not be more than $1 million? Otherwise, we are literally prohibiting financial assurance in excess of $1 million.
Senator Knudsen?
That's a little closer reading than I would give that statute.
Further remarks? Senator Roden?
Thank you, Mr. President. Excuse me. Well, I would suggest that the law has been on the books. We're simply raising that $500,000 to $1 million. I think that's totally reasonable. It's also reasonable that we would expect to get our questions answered since this is obviously the first chamber for this bill to pass through, that we have ample time to get those questions answered. And if indeed there is a flaw in the current language, we have plenty of time through this process to address that. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question then is, is Senate Bill 40, as your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed say no. The question will call, or the Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Adelstein? Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling? Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie? Gray, Hanson Tom, Hanson Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Jurstead, Locek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden,
aye.
Schmidt, Teason, Trebekberry, Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 ayes, 2 excused.
Senate Bill 40 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect and is declared passed.
Senate Bill 81. An act to authorize the use of interscholastic activity admission fees by certain endowment funds.
Senate Bill 81 has had its second reading and is now up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Gray.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 81 is something that we've seen before in the Senate. We passed it a couple years ago in the House. They did change it. So we're taking another stab at it this year. The current law, and this is what they changed in the House, allows school districts to contribute money to local foundations, but it does not allow school districts to contribute to a fund set up by the South Dakota High School Activities Association. Senate Bill 81 would enable school districts to voluntarily, and I stress voluntarily, contribute any portion of admission fees to this foundation fund set up by the association. How it would work in general terms is the association would potentially allow extra basketball games, for instance, possibly an extra football game. In the past, there's been football games between Pierre and Bismarck, for instance. The example was used that potentially Yankton and Vermilion could have a game, even though they're in a different class of sports. In that foundation game, the school district and the association would come to an agreement as to how much of the gate would go to the local school district and how much would go to the foundation. You may think, how is this High School Activity Association ever going to raise any money? Well, if they do a number of games in all the divisions, just boys and girls basketball, maybe they do a few in football and maybe there's some other events, well, over time, we think that can really grow their foundation and that they can really help with some of the extracurricular activities that they sponsor for the local school districts. Again,
I want to emphasize, this is not mandatory for any school district to do. If they don't want to do it, they don't have to do it. It simply gives the schools the opportunity to contribute to this foundation if they choose. With that, I'd stand by for questions and urge your support on Senate Bill 81. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 81? Senator Knutson.
Thank you, Mr. President. While the bill contemplates a voluntary program, it also, in all likelihood, the authorizations for additional games will be conditioned upon either devotion of all or some significant portion of the gate proceeds from the additional game to this fund, which makes it, again, not quite coercive, but certainly puts a different color on the voluntary nature of the contribution. I think the current program works well, and I would encourage the body to vote no.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 81? Senator Bradford?
I have a question for the sponsor.
State your question.
Presently serve on the Activities Association sub-board composed of Native American coaches and administrators, and I was put there as a legislator. My point is that I see nowhere in here where it says there's going to be an additional gain. The way I interpret this, if you look at the bill, is they will just give up one of their games. The money they receive at one of their games will be for this activity or extra activity or some other activity besides the actual sport. I don't see anywhere in there where there's an addition of game, because schools are only allowed to play so many games and so many tournaments. That's it. And if you add an additional game, we would have to put it in here. So I would assume this just means to take that money.
Take that as a question. Senator Gray, do you wish to respond?
Mr. President, to my knowledge, I don't believe that we regulate the number of games anybody can play by statute. I think the South Dakota High School Activities Association has that authority, and they would also have the authority to allow additional games if they voted to do so.
Senator Bradford, you have the floor, sir, if you wish it.
Well, thank you. Well, then, I kind of think, from my standpoint, that Senator Knutson had a valid thing, because if it's an addition of a game right now without in seasons ahead, they're booked for next season already for all their sports. So I would think that might have to be clarified if you're going to make a bill to that effect.
Further remarks? Senator Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. I'd just like to comment briefly about what these foundation funds could be used for. First of all, it's not for operation of the South Dakota Activities High School Activities Association. It's for their foundation. I've talked with the executive director and members of the Activities Association, and their intention would be to help their member schools with events for which funding is scarce. For example, the arts debate, certain sports events where no admissions are charged. And so what we'd really be doing here, I think, is allowing them to help their member schools with certain events which we probably all support but recognize cost way more money than what they take in admissions. So I'd urge you to support the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Noshop?
This bill came in front of the committee I was on last year, and at that time, we thought it was flawed, and we thought it was not necessary. And the way it's being presented today, they play a game, they take the money, it goes to the foundation gives the money back to the schools to help support activities within the school. How about we cut the middleman out of the deal and play the game, let the local school keep the money, and spend it as they see appropriate? I don't see a need for a middleman foundation to hold the money over time, when you can just as well, if they've got time in their schedule, if their schedule's got available slots and there's a desire to play another game. Let's just play the game and do what they do now, which is keep the money locally. So I plan to vote against this bill.
Further remarks? Does any member wish to speak before Senator Gray speaks a second time?
I wasn't going to get up, but Senator Northrup said he wouldn't get up today, so I had to respond. Again, I believe this is voluntary. If a school district doesn't want to do it, they don't have to do it. As to whether they'll have to do it to get an extra game, I think that's going to be up to the High School Activity Association, which is made up of local administrators. We're not talking about some random boogeyman up on up the street here that are governing our high school activities. That board is made up of administrators of our schools. I think they're going to do what's best for the schools in the long run. And I still urge your support of Senate Bill 81.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question is final consideration of Senate Bill 81. As your name is called, those in favor of the bill say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah? Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling? Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Brisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie? Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Unhoff? Durstead, Klocek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Trebek-Berry, Valley,
aye.
Senator Hunstead, Senator Hunstead. Mr. President, there are 29 ayes, 3 nays, 3 excused.
Senate Bill 81 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect and is declared passed. Any questions on the title? The title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 104. An act to increase state matching funds for animal damage control.
Senate Bill 104 has had a second reading now and is up for final consideration. Any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Maher.
Senate Bill 104 came about as this fall when we were up in Bison at a meeting up there. And it was a combination of Game Fish and Parks along with Perkins County Predator Control District. And in that meeting, it came out that the Game Fish and Parks was going to reshuffle the ADC program, which would result in a loss of some of our trappers out in western South Dakota to help our local sheep producers out there protect their livestock due to coyote losses. One of the results of this, I guess you could say study, was this bill that's before you to take the Game Fish and Parks at that time says, well, one thing you can do is you can take the matching money from a 2-to-1 to a 3-to-1 match, and that money is made up of GF&P money, which is sold, derived from the sale of licenses. County has put in money. You as a livestock owner are assessed fees on your livestock that you own, and then also federal money comes into this program. This program is pretty important to a lot of our sheep producers out there. The South Dakota Sheep Growers Association states that there's over 2,000 sheep producers in South Dakota which rely on the animal damage control services for the to help control predators and help keep livestock losses at a minimal. And so with that, Mr. President, I would ask for passage of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question is final consideration of Senate Bill 104. Excuse me, Senator Abdallah, you have the floor, sir.
Pardon me, Mr. President. I have a question. Does this require two-thirds?
Yes, it does. I was about to remark that. Because the bill essentially terminates a special appropriation or a continuous appropriation to one fund and then creates a special appropriation, a continuing appropriation to a second fund, a two-thirds affirmative vote is required for passage. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? Adelstein? Ahlers? Bartling? Bradford? Brown? Dempster? Frisley? Gant? Garnos? Gillespie? Gray? Hanson Tom? Hanson Gary? Haverly? Heideprim? Howie? Unstead? Unhoff? Durstead? Klocek? Knutson? Maher? Merchant? Miles? Nelson? Nesselhoff? Nordstrup? Olson? Peterson? Roden? Schmidt? Teason? Trebek-Berry? Valley? Mr. President, there are 9 ayes, 24 nays, 2 excused.
Senate Bill 104 has failed to receive an affirmative vote of a two-thirds majority of the members-elect and is declared lost.
Senate Bill 108, an act to exclude parole agents from concealed weapons permit requirements.
Senate Bill 108 has had its second reading and is up for consideration now. Any remarks? Senator Teason.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. Law enforcement officers are currently exempt from the provisions of the concealed weapons requirements in South Dakota. That's because they have extensive background investigations and extensive training before they are employed. In 2005, we armed our parole agents in South Dakota. And they received extensive training and obviously extensive background investigations. They are not, by definition, however, law enforcement officers. This bill simply includes them in the exemption from the concealed weapon permit requirements of the state of South Dakota because they are employees of the state and they're doing the work of the people. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question is final consideration of Senate Bill 108. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling? Bradford? Brown? Dempster? Frisley? Gant? Garnos? Gillespie? Gray? Hanson Tom? Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim? Howie? Unstead?
Aye.
Unhoff? Durstead? Klocek? Knutson?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Nordstrup? Olson,
aye.
Peterson, Roden,
aye.
Schmidt, Teason, Trebek-Berry, Valley,
aye.
Senator Brown, Senator Gray, Senator Gray. Mr. President, there are 32 ayes, 3 excused.
Senate Bill 108 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect and is declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is approved. Are there any announcements? Senator Hunhoff?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to remind members of the body that at 4 o'clock, Professor Ralph Brown, Emeritus in Economics, will be doing a presentation on economic forecasts, and I would certainly encourage your attendance at this presentation. Also, tomorrow morning, Thursday, bills will be heard at 8 o'clock in state in Senate Appropriations. Thank you. LRC 2.
Senator Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. President. Judiciary at 7:45 a.m., room 413 tomorrow.
Senator Roden.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Ag Committee tomorrow, room 412.
Senator Olson.
Thank you. Senate Commerce, room 423 at 10 o'clock.
Senator Garnos.
Senate Education, 7:45, room 423.
Mr. President.
Senator Hunahoff.
I erred. I apologize. We are meeting in 414 for Dr. Brown's presentation this afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Any further announcements? If not, then a motion to adjourn is in order.
Senator Northrup moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? Motion is to adjourn. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We're adjourned.